Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Talk to Danielle podcast. I am your host, Danielle C. Baker. And before we get started, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening or watching from. And of course, this is season three. So I do invite you to check out the two previous seasons. There might be some topics there that may resonate with you, with your reality today. So I invite you to go check that out. And today I have a great guest. I am really excited to have him on because we kind of indirectly shared the speaker slam stage. We weren't in the same cohort, but I guess I'll introduce you as the victorious Victor Lopez with me. Great speaker. And when I heard his speech, it really resonated, especially with the work that we do and overcoming the background noise when you're trying to improve your life, when you want more out of life than what is expected of you. And I think Victor's message is very important. So thank you, Victor, for joining. Before we get started with your work, can you talk to us about yourself and how you got to where you are today?
Of course. So obviously my name is Victor Lopez. My journey took a little longer than, you know, what most people would expect it. Now, when I graduated high school, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Like, I knew college and university wasn't going to be an option. So what ended up happening was that, see, I grew up and my household was with my mom and my grandma. My dad is part of my life, but wasn't really there every day. So it was more of my mom and my grandma. Now, what happened was after high school was that I just wanted to make sure that they knew that I would be fine. You know, every parent wants to make sure that their child can take care of themselves in the real world after. So my biggest thing was just trying to find a job. Not, you know, like a better job that's going to pay me, that's going to be able to pay the bills, that's going to be able to make me live alone and stuff. So a neighbor of mine at the time, he was doing painting. So that's how I got introduced to the painting world, which when people ask me how long you've been painting, I've been doing it so long that I can't even tell you how long. I just know it's been over 14 years. So, you know, at that time, everything was going well. Then eventually when I hit my mid-30s, I started realizing that it's not something I wanted to do every day. You know, so I started to get real frustrated. I was angry. Just didn't like it anymore. But at the same time, I didn't know what else was I going to do. I was thinking, I'm already 34 years old. How am I going to go back to school? You know, it's going to take so long. There's so many bills you got to keep paying in this world. So I felt kind of stuck. Now, the thing with me was I've always been a people person. Now, when you ask me about painting, what do you love the most about painting? It was always getting to meet new clients. It was getting to meet new people every day. That's what got me through my day, was just getting to meet new people, getting to speak with them, getting to see where they came from in their world, you know, how their journey shaped up. So that's when I started to ask myself, what else do I want to do? Like, what do I want to give? And that's when I started coming across that I just love help, that I love helping people so much. And then I realized that I know I have a powerful voice. I have a very strong voice, always have. So then I thought, you know, maybe an inspirational speaking is what I should get into. And so what I always say was that everybody's journey can take long. That's no problem. But I just want to help people reach theirs, you know, a little faster than how long it took me, because I had nobody to help me get to where I am right now. No one was able to tell me, why don't you get into it, being a speaker like that? I had to discover myself. But one thing I do want to do is help people get to their, you know, live their purpose, get to their dream, get to where they want to be.
Yeah. And that's where your message is very powerful, because I think it's a reality for many of us. I mean, when you're in high school, you think you know what you want to do, but you really don't know. Even if you do go to college or university, most of the time you don't end up doing whatever it is you studied. But it's that life happens. And next thing you know, it is, at, you know, 10, 15 years later, and you're still doing the same thing. And you're thinking, is this really it? So that's what I liked about the fact that you overcame some challenges and said, okay, no, I do want a bit more than this, and let's do something about it. And I like that the fact that you relate to high school students, you know, in that part of life where you're moving away from what your parents are expecting, or you're trying to anyway, but you're also influenced by your friends or whatever you see out there. So what's your advice that you would, you know, can you give some advice to teenagers or young adults or even teachers to help our youth in giving that support and advice for the hard stuff that they're facing?
Yes, of course. So my main thing now is, Because here's the thing about about life. We're always going to go through things that, you know, that aren't easy. We're always going to go through tough times. That's no matter who you are. We're always going to go through tough times. Now, I think the first thing we should be doing, though, is addressing what it is. Because what you don't want to do is avoid them. You don't want to avoid any problem. You don't want to run away from them, because no matter what, they're going to keep coming back. You know, like, you want to avoid it as much as you can. It's not going to work, because it's going to come back to you again. So what I think you got to do is address your problem. It's ask yourself, what's making me feel, whether it's, are you overwhelmed? Are you angry? Are you sad? Are you anxious? Whatever it is, whatever that has you feel like that, you got to write it down. What is it that's making you feel this way? Now, after you know what's making you feel, then you got to start to ask yourself, so, but what exactly is it that's making me feel this way? And once you can start to point that down, the next thing you got to ask yourself is, how can I overcome it? How can I beat it? What are some solutions that I can do? Because what I always say is, start working on the problems that you have today. Because if you start working on your problems today, you can actually start to see a difference tomorrow. You'll start to make a difference tomorrow. If you do nothing today, then you're too late tomorrow. You know what I mean? So if you do nothing about it today, you're going to be in the same position you are tomorrow. And if you start actually looking at what's bugging me and how can I make it better, you're going to start working on a solution, which is going to take you that step farther the next day.
I love that. It kind of holds you accountable as well, because we can often fall into this victim mentality where it's just life has it against me, right? Where you are in control and you can actually do something about it. I love that. I'm a procrastinator by nature, so just that whole advice of get it done today at least you'll be one step, you know, further than yesterday, that resonates with me a lot. It's like I gotta do it, I just have to do it. I love that.
Because another important thing, though, is nobody deserves not to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's why I always say, like, you have to work on it. You got to do it, even if it makes you uncomfortable, even if it's something that makes you uncomfortable. You know, for students, for high school students, it's like, if something is really bothering you, have, you know, speak up. Don't hold it in. Holding it in is only going to make it that much harder on yourself. You know, especially as, like, let's say students who are getting bullied at school. You know, it's not supposed to be a normal thing. You're not supposed to be able to come up to yourself and say, oh, this is just how it is. Every day this person's going to bother me. And you know what? The school year is going to go by. Now you have a voice. We got to use our voice. Tell your parents, tell the teachers, let other students know. And if nothing's working out, I say post it on social media. Make a video on social media. Social media can be powerful in a good way as well. You know, there's a lot of pros and cons with it, but at least let it know. And there'll be probably people in your community that would want to hear it and will be willing to help.
That is so true. I find with my experience too, is I got a lot more encouragement from strangers on social media than my, you know, the people you expect that will support you, you know, friends, family, you expect them to be there with you. And a lot of the times they just kind of question your decisions. So
yeah, for sure.
Can you share that with us? How do you get, you know, whether they're the voices, you know, your own voice telling you who are you to be able to go for, you know, happiness, or hearing maybe some comments from other people that are close to you to say, well, why would you do that? You're comfortable. You have a great job. You know, the painting world is a good job, you know, so why would you want to change that? You're used to it. You're comfortable. What do you do when you get those voices that are kind of in the background getting to you? What's your advice on that?
Yeah, so when you say the voices, it's funny because you don't know what kind of voice you're going to get, right? But so the thing that I always listen to, I can always tell by the energy. Mm-hmm. It always comes down to the people's energy, because there's some people who, and don't get it wrong, very good friends, you know, very close people that have done so much, so good for me, but it's just the energy. So some, like when I was telling them I'm going to become a speaker, like, you can tell. The negative energy are the ones that will just keep asking those kind of questions, as in, oh yeah, but how do you know it's going to work? You know, why are people going to keep listening to you? Then you get also ones, but how are you going to make money off of it? You know, every kind of question they ask, it's always pointing to the negative way. So what I tend to do with those is I just try not to share nothing with them no more. Anything I share, it's never going to become positive. And now, then you have other people who, not just support it, but will go out of their way, to come out of nowhere, will ask you, oh, Vic, how's it going with the speaking? You know, any new leads, anything going, getting better and stuff, or they'll even start sending you videos of other people just to try to inspire you more.
Yeah.
So I could always tell right away through somebody's energy.
That is so true. You feel it sometimes, even if they don't say anything. They just, like, all of a sudden it feels heavier when you're talking about a project that you're working on, or you're excited about this, you know, this new contract or presentation you're going to do, and you could just tell that they're just not into it. So it's hard. You need to pick up on that.
For sure you can, though. That's the funny thing. Like, you can literally tell if someone's with you the whole way or if they're not, you know. Hey, but also, one thing you got to understand, though, and this is why, like, I still keep them around, because for some people, it's hard for them to see somebody actually want to live, like, their, not just their dream, but their purpose. You know, I always say my purpose in life is to speak and to make a difference in the world. But for some people, like, they're just used to you having that common job. You know, like, oh, you work for the government, or you're going to try to become a doctor, you're going to be a nurse. Those are the kind of jobs. So when they hear that you're actually going to become a speaker and that you're going to live it, for some people, they can't see it. So I kind of get it, you know. Still, it's the wrong mentality to have, but I understand it. That's why I always say, like, I won't cut them off in my life, but I just won't share nothing else with them, you know.
That's right. You don't pour as much energy into them. And from your experience, I mean, I've seen my career path improve when I was around people that have a different energy, that either have gone through it and they can support you, or all they want to do is build you up and they want to see you succeed. So how was your experience with that? How are you able to, when you have to move away from some people with their negative energy and find people that will support you and say, yes, go for it. You know, you can do this no matter what. How did you work that out for yourself?
That energy, that strong energy that comes from places that you don't expect it beyond lifts my spirit. I'll give you an example. The other day I was, I got a message on Instagram, and it was somebody just asking me if I was a parent or a teacher, and if I would like to have them come and speak, you know, have them come and speak into our school. And I told them, no, I'm actually a speaker of myself. Like, I'm an up and coming inspirational speaker. I want to go to high schools. And then he said, oh, okay, no way. And then he started asking me, what are some things I want to talk about? And then once I started answering him. And then the love that I got back, though, the Victor, that message is incredible. You have a bright future. Just make sure you keep pouring it, because people need to hear your message. People need to hear. When you get those kind of response from people that you never thought you were even going to hear of at that day, that pushes me forward, you know? And then that's how I met you, Danielle. Like we were saying, we brought up Speaker Slam, you know? Big shout out to Speaker Slam, because they're the ones that gave me my first opportunity to get up on that stage. And just going up there and sharing my story. When I got off that stage, that love and support that I got, it was wow. It was just incredible. I couldn't believe it. Like, the second I got off the stage, the high fives I was getting, people yelling out "Victorious!" Like, it just makes you know, like, okay, this is me. Like, I belong here. This is good.
Yes, and it makes you want to get more of that. You were talking about that, and I just got goosebumps, because it was the same. You get through this adrenaline rush of actually public speaking, you're on stage and the crowd is just cheering you on, and then you get out and they're just like tapping you on the back and shaking your hands and telling their story and how your story impacted them. So it's so different than what we expect, I guess. I don't know how to explain it, but you're so right.
Another thing too was, though, that I always knew I was a good speaker, but the problem was it's been so long, you know, since you finished high school, there's no more presentations live in front of people. And then it's like 20 years go by and I finally decide, okay, I want to be an inspirational speaker. Then you think you're all ready until you start seeing other speakers who are involved, and you start seeing them speak, and then you start to scratch your head like, oh, I don't know if I got this. It's at the beginning. So I didn't know. I'm like, I'm behind. Like, look at the way they move on stage, the presence that they bring, the way that they can tell the story. And then you finally got to challenge yourself, okay, I got to do this. And the one thing that you can never say, it's you're waiting for the perfect time. There's no such thing as the perfect time. You literally got to push yourself to go out and do it. If you really want to do it, you got to get out there and do it. So that's one thing I was very proud of myself when I finally did.
Yeah, no, that's so true. There is no perfect time. There's never a perfect time for it. So just do it. Do it scared. Do it shaking. Yeah. Do it all. Yeah, I love that. What would you recommend? Because you said, you know, that you have to switch the way you think, or, you know, even maybe find another entourage that can support you like that. But there's a lot of changing our habits too, because sometimes when you're used to the same old routine every day, you know, for years, can you tell us or share with us some of the habits that you picked up along the way that really helped you change how you show up on a day-to-day?
Yeah, I think honestly, I think the strongest habit that I had to change for myself was my mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I created, because so my nickname growing up was always Victorious, you know, and then growing up, I'm like, there's nothing victorious about me. So yeah, it started to bug me. I started questioning my own mind. I'm like, you know, and then now that I want to become a speaker, that's why I created my slogan. It's thinking a victorious way.
Yeah.
Now, when I say thinking a victorious way, that's how I had to shift my mindset. I used to be very negative. You know, when I first said that, when I was just telling you earlier how I used to be very upset when I would go painting, I'd be very angry. In the mornings, I wouldn't even want to talk. I would really just want to get to work, just paint, do my own thing. Maybe after lunch, I'll start talking again, you know, and I start thinking like people around me must be very miserable to be working with me in the morning. And once I figured out that there was something more for me, like I know I want to become a speaker, I feel like just my mindset just switched completely. Like, I went into a new, like almost peace in mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I now, like, I'm still doing painting right now on the side as well. But now I paint, like, I'm so happy when I'm there. And I think a big part of it is because I know there's something else out there for me. I know that I won't be painting forever no more. Yeah. But I just find that you have to have a purpose. Find something that you really want. Find a goal. Make a goal. Make some sort of list that you want to get. Because then that way your mind's going to be more, you know, more thinking more forward, thinking more straight. And it's just going to drive you to get to where you want to be. But at the same time, you're just going to be at peace.
Yeah, that is so true. It does make a difference. It's not easy, but little steps, like you said earlier, just a little bit every day, just get it done. I like that. Do you have, actually, let me ask you, I'll switch it around a little bit, but do you have anything planned now? You know, what's up, what's next for you? What do you have going on?
So now it's time for me to start reaching out for high schools. So I was just trying to set it all apart, like set it everything up together. But I think now it's time for me to actually start going out and reaching out to high schools. My main two, so I have two big messages I want to give out to high schools. Yeah. The first one is for them to start creating good habits. You know, learn to create good habits today. When I say good habits, we can start from the most like basic ones, just being on time.
Yeah.
Go to class. If your class starts at 8, if your class starts at 8:30, make sure you're there by 8:30. The reason why is because after when you get to the real world, when you get to working, you want to make that like a routine now. You're going to go to work. You're going to be on time. Actually show up. Not every time that you have a headache, you find a way to stay home. You know, you actually have to keep showing up. And then give it your all. I always tell students now, like whenever I meet teenagers, man, give it your best, do your best effort, give it your all. You know, you need to actually go there and try. It's going to help you also when you get to the real world. Now, for me, like I used to skip a lot. I was always late. And then when I first got into the work world, those bad habits would come with me. It would come with me there. You know, so there's better ways, and it will set them up for success. And as well as being a team player. You got to learn to get along with everyone. Be a team player. Because I remember when I was in class, I used to think, oh my God, none of my friends are in my class. This is going to be the most boring this class. But everybody's unique and everybody's different. You don't know who you're going to be. And it's not even to say like you're going to become their best friend. No, but you'll get along in class. And the same thing is going to happen to you when you go to work.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean you're going to become your best friend, but just, you want to build that relationship and have that, you know, positive environment around you when you go there. And then my second thing I want to do in high schools, which I think it's right now in today's world, I think it's just as important, maybe even bigger, is do my best to try to make the school unite. I would love to see a school become one. Like how powerful and how strong they would be if they were actually to all respect each other and all get along. Can you imagine that? It doesn't exist in the world yet. And that's my main thing. I just want to see the world. I always say that's unite the world. United we stand, divided we fall. I would love to get the world united, but if I go to high school, I just want to take it one school at a time and do my best to try to bring them together, because they don't even know what can come out of it.
Yeah, and I find it just makes it easier when you're working together as a team, whether it's to the teacher group or the, you know, the students themselves. When you're all helping each other out, it makes it so much easier throughout the day, because it's not an easy, especially with teachers, it's not easy already to so if you're, you know, already, you know, there's friction within your, the people you work with or the people that you hang out with, it just makes it that much harder. So those are important. We need it so much now. We see what it's like when you don't get along with people now, and how bad it can go. So those are really, really strong messages.
And it just hit me too right now how you were saying it with the teachers as well. Yeah, you know what? Teachers have a very, very hard job. That we understand. But another thing is they have to be dedicated to their job. I don't like to say, I hate to say it, but if they're not happy with their job, it's, I feel like that's a career that you gotta let go. Like, you have to be passionate about it. They have the power to transform someone's life, to transform and to inspire.
Yeah.
You can literally make your kids' life, you can make the kids' life change by just their positivity and their belief. Once they have belief in their students and they push them to do better and better, you can really make a big positive change.
Yeah.
So I find a teacher's role is huge.
It is. It's the way that they show up, right? Because like you said, when with the painting job, when you're just like, you know, grumpy all morning, then what does that look like for the students that come in? They don't want to be in school to begin with. And then they show up with, you know, a really stressed out, burnt out teacher. We're not teaching them how to overcome that. We're just showing them that life sucks. And that's pretty much what they're aiming for.
Yeah, you're paid to be. We're just paid to be here. So we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I always said it, like, some teachers, the ones who are passionate about their job, you can see the smiles on people's faces, and you can see them actually want to be there. I remember wanting to be there. There used to be some teachers that would just put up notes on the projector, and then the whole class, you would just have to write. Oh my, those 45 minutes used to feel like an hour and a half.
It's just like,
and then
why
you have the ones that
love
to talk, and they're so exciting, and then you're so busy and entertained that you don't have time to be talking to other students. You know, you actually focus.
Exactly.
And those 45 minutes feel like half an hour because they go by so fast.
That's right. Because if you think back, and I do that often, especially when I work with, I do workshops with teachers sometimes, and I say, well, you know, think about your high school teachers. Do you remember what they taught you? We don't remember what they actually taught. The teachers that we do remember are the ones that made us laugh in class, the ones that, you know, unless they were torturing you and bullying you, you will remember them. But the teachers that actually left a positive influence in your life, I don't remember what they taught. I just remember how they were in class and how fun it was and how they wanted to make us learn. So it does have a huge, huge impact there. So that's important.
Absolutely.
Before I wrap it up, I do ask that I prepared you for that one with one question, because I could talk to you all day about this, but I wanted to wrap it up a little bit. You could come on another time. Of course,
you.
The question that we're talking about high school and what to do with our lives. So the question is, what do you want to do when you grow up, or what do you want to be when you grow up?
What do I want to be when I grow up? The questions that we usually ask the kids, huh?
That's right. We're still kids.
I'll put it like this. If I had to answer it right now today, me right now as a 37-year-old, I'd say an inspirational speaker for sure.
Yeah.
It's my way of making a difference in the world. It's my way of trying to make a change. Now, if I was to ask myself, if I was to ask my present self right now, asking my future self, let's say I'm asking myself when I'm 60, what do you want to be when you're older? I think I would say a difference maker.
Yeah.
Someone who actually makes a change in this world. That's what I want to be. I want to be somebody that actually makes a difference in this world. Somebody that will be remembered for making a difference in this world, you know? I think that all comes down to legacy. I want to leave a very strong legacy behind. Literally somebody who did their best to make a difference in the world. Somebody who actually wanted to see this world become one.
That is so important. The world needs people like that so much right now, just to to change it, to just be, yeah, let's make it better. One person at a time, you know, one action at a time, let's just make this world better. I love that. I love asking that question because we never get the same answer. And it changes. I could ask you this in a couple of years and you'll have something completely different.
100%.
Before we wrap up, I'm going to, of course, ask you to share where people can contact you if they want to work with you or find out more about what you do. But I'm going to put you on the spot with this one and I'll say, you know, we've talked about those high school students who are maybe told on a regular basis that they're not going to get anywhere in life, or, you know, they want to do something big, but they don't think it's accessible to them. Or the people like kind of like us who were on, you know, on a regular routine 9 to 5 or 9 to 9 sometimes, that just wouldn't get out of that cycle. What is your biggest advice to say there's hope and you can do it? Can you share that with us?
The first thing I tell you is to block out the noise. All that noise that comes from the outside, it doesn't matter. You don't even need to hear it. Don't pay attention to it. The reality is that people are going to tell you that you can't do nothing. People are always going to tell you that you can't do it, that you're not good enough, that you're not worth it. So you got to block that out. The way I say is, if you want it bad enough, if it's coming from your heart telling you to go out and do it, do it. Go out there and chase it. I'll be proof. Let me be the one that will prove it to you that if I can literally change my life at 35 years old and go do something that I'm truly passionate about and something that I really want to do, then anybody can do it.
I love that. Yeah. Just block out that background noise. It's not doing you any good. I love that. That's great. I could really talk to you all day, but can you share with us, and I'll put that in the description, but you know, where can they contact you, or where they can follow you to see your work and to see, you know, if they're interested in working with you as well?
Yeah. So for Instagram, it's Victor_Victorious_Lopez. Mm-hmm. My email address is VictorErnesto613@gmail.com. I will be getting LinkedIn real soon, and it'll be the same name as Instagram. And I have a website coming out soon too, which will be thinkvictorious.com.
Love it. I love it. That's great. So I'll be sure to share that so people can contact you and get to know a bit more about your work. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much for sharing that. It is truly, in terms of inspirational speaking, you're really dead on. Like, I feel inspired right now just talking with you. So I want to thank you again for sharing
your
story.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for having me. Yeah. It means a lot. I appreciate it so much. And yes, for anybody listening, if you'd like me to come out and speak at a high school, please let me know. I'll make the time and I'll make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, and I would definitely have you in the high school just because of the energy you bring in. Would really, really relate to the high school kids, you know, the students there would really feel that energy. And I think it's so important that they feel it. So thank you. Thank you so much. And you can come back.
Thank you.
Anytime. You're more than welcome to come back on. And love to see what's next. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you so much. And I'll definitely be back at some point.
Sounds good. And for everybody watching, don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to whichever channel you're listening and watching from. Don't forget to go follow Victor on Instagram and check out for his LinkedIn as well. And until next time, stay safe, stay awesome, and we'll talk soon.